produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee, of the USA.
About kingdom on Wednesday, and we read a scripture. In fact, I didn't give it to you this morning, but go back to Romans. Let's start with Romans 14 and 17. I just want to read it. We spent the day Wednesday, amen, just chewing on Romans 14, 17. We didn't go any further than that. Amen. As he's getting the scripture, are you blessed?
Yes.
How about your favor? Is there favor in your life?
Yes.
Is everything going to be all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is everything going to be all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is God working on, amen, your behalf? Is he working for your good?
Yes.
Are all things working together for your good?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Working together for your good, according to the will and the plan and the purpose of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're talking about kingdom, and there's so many things we could deal with and possibly will over a period of time. The kingdom of God, in a simply put statement, is God's way of doing things. It's his rule. It's his reign. And God's kingdom works a certain way. That's why we have the Bible, because the Bible, amongst other things, it is the Word of God, it is the power of God, but it also is our instruction manual. It gives us the ability to know what God thinks, amen, and how he wants the will of the Spirit to be executed, amen. The 66 books is the mind of God clothed in human vocabulary. Limited number of words, unlimited amount of revelation. God is unsearchable. Even though you can count the words in Scripture, you can count the words in the Bible, God is unsearchable. That don't mean that you can't find him. That means that every time you search, you'll find out something different. You'll find out something new. That's another level. There's always another gear in God. I don't care how many gears in your car, there's always another gear in God. You can reach a limit in your car. You can reach a limit in your boat. You can reach a limit in your airplane. But you cannot reach a limit in God. Our telescopes will only go so far, amen, when we look into space. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you cannot reach the limits of God because there is no limits. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Hallelujah. You ought to get excited. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. That tells you there's no limits, because if there was limits, he would have said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask. But he said think. Oh, come on, somebody. You only talk so much. You don't ever stop thinking. You think in your sleep. Oh, somebody, come on here. You think in your sleep. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above thoughts you have when you're not awake. God is. Somebody say, God is.
God is.
Hallelujah. That's why we give him glory. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Hallelujah. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It said Holy Ghost. It said Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Hallelujah. So where do you get righteousness, peace, and joy from? The Holy Ghost. He said, I will bring all things to your remembrance. I got to stay in the middle. Amen. Hallelujah. He will bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever Jesus said, whatsoever I've said unto you, he will remind you of those things. I said this Wednesday, I'll say it this morning. Amen. If you need to increase the voice of God in your life, the revelation of God. See, we're changed by revelation. It's when it becomes revealed that change happens. You didn't get saved because Jesus went to the cross on your day of salvation. You got saved when it was what? Revealed to you. You may have known it for a long time, but it had to be revealed. Revealed means to be uncovered, so you can really see it for what it really means. I've been hearing about Jesus all my life. Amen. But when it was revealed, are you hearing me? So, amen. It is the revelation of God. The kingdom of God is not meat, drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, we want to talk a little bit about what that means, how that is to be manifested in our living. Amen. And for those of you who are visiting with us, I don't intend to, but some prayer going to get in there somewhere. It's going to come out in there somewhere. Amen. Amen. But so go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 55 and 56. And as I said, we'll get those monitors up for you. I don't think you realize how much you rely on them until you don't have them. You don't have to go to your Bibles to find your word. You can sing along. Amen. Because you know the words, they're there placed before you, and several other things that we're doing. Amen. So Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 55 and 56, two verses. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and is manifested. God's way of doing things is manifested. One way that it's manifested, church, is in saving lives, saving souls. This scripture that I'm about to read to you is very powerful because the Lord spoke this to me. I was a, you know, brand new born again Christian, and I was contemplating. I was trying to not to misstep and not to make a mistake, and I was considering. I was considering joining the church that I was a part of before I began to pastor the only church that I was a part of, and that was Christian Vision Center. I was considering it, but I was also considering, you know, in other words, coming out of something into something. And I was a little nervous, and the Lord led me to this scripture. This is verse 55 and 56. He says, but he turned and rebuked them, Jesus, and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. Come on. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. So he says that he has come to save us. And so it is important for us to know that the Lord is talking to us when the Lord is talking to us, because when the Lord is talking to us, everything he says to us is to save us, not to destroy us. Come on, somebody. And he was telling me that because I knew I had heard him. Are you hearing me? But I was concerned about some stuff I had heard from folk. Are you hearing me? That was that some folk had put some boundaries and some warnings around me. Are you hearing me? But God was saying, you don't know what manner of spirit you are of. See, because sometimes folk are talking to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And they're not hearing from God. And so he says, you're of a spirit. Are you hearing me? You don't know what manner of spirit you are of. The born-again relationship that we have with God, he's saying, you don't know yet. You're still learning. Amen. But there's power on the inside of you. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. Don't compare yourself to other people, because they'll define you to a lower level. They'll define you to be less than. They'll define you to miss the mark of what God has called and ordained you to be. Are you hearing me? So the kingdom, God's way of doing things, is a way that he guides you by his spirit. He directs you by his counsel. He moves in his life, in your life, come on, by the power and the authority of his word. Amen. And when you do that, it fuels your success. Amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Now it says able to do. Are you here? It says able to do. It says able to do. Because if he was just going to do, the whole world be seeing it. But he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, right? So the What changes it from able to absolutely, positively going to happen is you. He's able to save lives, the kingdom. The kingdom is presented, amen, to the born-again believer. It's presented to the sinner as well, amen, to receive. Are you hearing me? And so the kingdom is designed to bring us to a place, amen, of salvation, the saving of our soul, the saving of our mind, the saving of our heart, amen, and the securing of our future. See, that's why you ought to have joy. 14:17. That's why you ought to have joy is because, amen, you know your future is secure. My tomorrow is taken care of. I still believe the promise of God. I believe everything God said, including everything that's come to pass already and everything that hadn't come to pass yet. I believe it. Are you hearing me? And I'm living my life in such a mindset that I'm not going to let anything or anybody, you can't hear what I'm saying, keep me from believing what God said. That's why I got to be making sure I know what God said, because I can't be stuck on believing something if God didn't say it. So if God said it, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's going to come to pass. It's going to manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord. She said, thank the Lord. She's from Mississippi. She said, thank the Lord. The kingdom is heaven on earth. It is. I just said something. It is heaven on. I did say something. It is heaven on earth. It is heaven on earth. The kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, is to reveal heaven on earth. Now, that's hard to believe if you're looking at the earth, because, are you hearing what I'm saying? Many are called, but few are chosen. Narrow is the way. Are you hearing me? And so you got to see what God is saying through the text, and you got to believe that. Yeah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarded to them that diligently seek him. How are you seeking him? Is it diligently, or is it kind of so, maybe so? Are you hearing me? Amen. So, amen, he's telling us, amen, that, amen, this is available to us, and it is heaven on earth. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 15. Amen. Hallelujah. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. They said, teach us how to pray. Amen. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in where?
Heaven.
Hallowed be thy name. Verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where?
On earth.
As it what?
Is in heaven.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you, Jesus said, pray this, right? So if you say, well, you know, God's will going to be done, well, that depends on you. Jesus said, ask the Father for your will to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. The only thing that's straight is heaven. Are you hearing me? Heaven is good. The earth has got issues. So he said, thy will be done in earth as it is what?
In heaven.
So the problem with earth is that there ain't very many people praying this. Because the reality is the will of God is rarely being done. Folk ain't living right. Folk ain't talking right. It ain't the will of God for folk to be killing each other, to steal other folks' stuff. That's not the will of God, right? Are you hearing me? So if you look at the earth, you'll come down to a lower level of thinking. And I realize, are you hearing what I'm saying? That heaven can be on earth.
Yeah.
So what you got to do is you got to decide heaven's going to be on earth for you first. Lord, let me be the example. Isaiah said, Lord, here am I, send me, right? Let me be the example. Look at me and see how it's supposed to be. Okay, I just said something. Look at me and see how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Yeah, now that's a tall statement. But look at me and see how it's supposed to be. So what that means is that you're going to walk every challenge out and say, I believe God for the will of God to manifest on me.
Amen.
I didn't plan for sickness to attack me, but I do plan for it to leave. Because it's the will of God for me to be whole, not sick. I didn't plan for death to come to my house, but I do plan for it to leave. Because it's the will of God for it to leave my house. I didn't plan for my children to act up, but I plan for my children to straighten up, because it's the will of God for my children to be straight.
It's the will of God for my health to be good. Are y'all hearing me? So you got to look at that situation and say, I know what it looks like. I know what the doctors say. The doctors say based on their knowledge and the history of what's going on in the earth. But see, that's where, amen, the kingdom of God is different. I'm operating on a different kingdom. I got a different system. I got a different governmental rule. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I love America, but I'm operating on kingdom principles, not American principles. Are you hearing? Because America messes up. We ain't got a president that got it right yet. And there's folks that think a president gonna fix it. So who gonna get in office? Okay, I want you to do this. Just take the person that, you know, they're your worst enemy. And I mean, their mind messed up. I mean, they just act crazy all the time. What president you think gonna get in office and they gonna change because the president got elected? Which one? Which one you think it's gonna be? Are you hearing me? The kingdom of God is not in who is president. Is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the what? Holy Ghost. We need more of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, pray that what's in heaven come in the earth. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, they were praying and what was in heaven came in the earth. The Holy Ghost fell. So in your heart, it's in heaven. It's got to be in, come on somebody, it's got to be in your house. It's got to get in the earth first. Then it's got to get in your house. So the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Ghost is in the earth. So if stuff ain't right at your house, you just ain't got him all the way in your house yet. That's what this prayer is talking about. Get him in your house. That's what you got to get him in. How get him in my house? Talk to him. Invite him. Are you hearing me? Keep making adjustments. Are you here? By the power of the Holy Ghost until he is in your house. Amen. Then your children will be what the Psalms say. They'll be like olive trees around your table. See, that's God. That's the kingdom coming. They'll be that way. They'll be like olive trees around your table. I know I'm talking big here. They don't have to be problems. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be sick. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will be, as he said. He said, give us this day what? Our daily bread. Now, one of the things I talked about Wednesday night, he said, give us this day our daily bread. We got to start living one day at a time. All right, I know that just sounds like cliche-ish, you know, easy state, living one day at a time. Amen. I remember years ago, I saw a little sign on the cubicle at work that said, I usually try to take one day at a time, but lately several days have attacked me at once. Problem is, we trying to take too many days. Are you hearing me? He said, give us this day our daily bread. So what he does is, the reason why you can't take on a ton of days, because you're only getting one day's worth of food. Where I get that from? Well, first of all, he said daily bread. Secondly, scripture is for our learning. In the Old Testament, manna was what? Once a day. Don't store it up. Because I want you to come back tomorrow. I want to see you every day. See, God ain't like y'all. He don't want to see you once a week. He don't want to see you once a month. He want to see you every day. I'm going to give you enough for the day. If you try to store it up, it'll stink. Some of us got stinky lives because we storing up, come on, our fellowship with God. We trying to run Wednesday on Monday's word. Monday's word on Wednesday stinks. Come on, somebody. I'm not saying, amen, that you need a prophecy every day, but I am saying you need intimacy every day. Open up your mouth and talk to God. You run your mouth to your friends every day. You got a friend you talk to every day, but you talk to God once a month. Come on here. Jesus said some powerful things. He said, tell the Lord to give you only a day's worth of bread. He said, now he watched this. He said, give us only a day's worth of bread. Deeper down here, he says, amen, and if I don't forgive people, don't forgive me. He said, pray that. He said some powerful things. He said, and forgive us of our debts, right? Here it is. Forgive us of our debts. That's talking about trespasses and sins, right? Right? And it's also talking about, amen, you know, things that are old, as we forgive our debtors. Come on. And lead us not into what? But do what? For thine is the what? And what? And the what? Forever. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Are you hearing me? Amen. So he's speaking to us. He says daily bread. He says forgiveness of debt. He says deliver us from temptation. He says forgiveness of sins, right? Hallelujah. And sins, of course, amen, if we read another text, amen, sins, amen, sin is singular. That is the condition of not being saved. Sins are the things we do. Sin is taken care of. Sins are not.
Okay. 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 They don't want to hear this, Elder Karen. They don't want to hear none of this.
Sin is covered. You born again. You're a child of God. Amen. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But the stuff you do, you got to clean that up. Pastor, you don't understand my struggle. Y'all understand your struggle? Just say, Lord, help me to stop. And don't go with that, we all, look. So what you going to do? You're not going to clean up? Are you hearing me? Yeah, nobody's perfect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But Jesus said, pray every day, forgive me of my sins. Jesus said, God want to deal with you from a clean perspective, from a clean heart. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. Yeah, so sin is the condition. Sins are the things that we do. We don't want to walk in that. Amen. Because God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also what? I want crop failure. If I do something that I ain't got no business doing, I want to get out of that as quick as I can. I want that crop to fail. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want to catch that seed before it get deep in the ground. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Lord, forgive me. I'm saying it, Sister Alfie. She said, what you saying? What you saying? She almost from Mississippi. Amen. It is that working in our life. It is also the releasing, church, of good news. It is the releasing of good news. Yeah. I don't care what you say and how you feel about it. The gospel is good news. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It's good news. The Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. This is telling you why the Spirit of God comes on you. It is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the what? Poor. Who is the poor? Somebody that's without. It's not just poor in money. Poor in spirit. To preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Y'all see this? That's why the Spirit of God is upon your life. That's good news. Amen. When the truth comes to the poor that says, you know what? You're poor because of the enemy. That's good news when somebody find out it's not the will of God for you to be poor. Otherwise, it's not good news. If I preach to you, baby, you poor, and you know, the poor you have with you always, and it's just going to be some poor folk in the earth, and I think you one of them. What was the good news in that? Are you hearing me? Good news is about a solution. Yeah. Heal the brokenhearted. If your heart is broken, the good news of the gospel brings healing to that, right? To preach deliverance to the what? Captives. Somebody say deliverance. We had, amen, that people just getting delivered, amen, a couple of Sundays back, amen, just delivered, just a move of deliverance. Folk getting delivered, amen, during the service, delivered after the service was over, delivered in the parking lot, delivered in their car. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe, amen, you're going to get some deliverance today. Whatever came in here hooked on you, hanging on you, riding around your neck, amen, you ought to jump up and shout, because it can't stay in an environment where the Holy Ghost is. And the Holy Ghost is here because we invited him to be here. Amen. And we're going to put him on Front Street. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. To deliver the captives, to recover the sight to the what? The blind. Amen. That's both physical sight. Pastor Miranda is 20/29. That was a typo that she made that time, y'all. That's why I keep messing with her about it. Physical sight as well as spiritual sight. If you can't see your way, you're blind
and you need to see. I once was blind, and now I. To set at liberty them that are what? That those that are blue, the bruised. To set at liberty, it says, those that are bruised. Hallelujah. The truth is, amen, that God does not want us to be poor, does not want us to be bound, does not want us to be hindered. Hallelujah. He will heal your hurt no matter how devastated you are. Hallelujah. When Jesus reveals himself to you in a way that you need to see it, hallelujah, the broken heart thing will be a thing of the past.
We are moving in the prophetic. We are moving in the prophetic. In the prophetic.
Moving in the Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.